Man, this is a bold man right here. His name is Symphorian. He was a pious Christian beheaded for the name of the Lord Jesus at Augustodunum, now called Autumn. Amen. Praise the Lord for that, right? All right, about AD 275. Okay, it says this. It is stated that at this time, as the heathen at Augustodunum, now called Autumn, in Burgundy, on a feast day of the goddess Sibyl, whom they called the mother of the gods, carried around her image on a wagon in procession, a certain pious Christian called Symphorianus met this image and refused to worship it, in consequence of which he was apprehended as an impious person or despiser of the gods and brought before Heraclius, the proconsul, who in that city exercised the strictest vigilance over the Christians. When he stood before the judgment seat, the proconsul asked him for his name. Symphorian replied that he was a Christian by religion, was born of Christian parents, and had received the name Symphorian. The judge said, "Why didst thou not honor the mother of the gods or worship her image?" Symphorian answered, now think about, what would you say? What would your answer be? Why didst thou not honor the mother of the gods or worship her image? What would you say? Okay. Because I follow Jesus Christ, something like that. I mean, just short and sweet. Get what this guy says right here. His is short and sweet, but here's his answer. Because I am a Christian and call only upon the living God who reigns in heaven. But as to the image, it would have been good to stop right there, right? Amen. That's right. Okay, get this. Here's what he said. But as to the image of Satan, I not only do not worship it, but if you will let me, I will break it in pieces with a hammer. Hey, watch out now, right? This guy, I mean, they're watching Christians die and he gets up and says this. That's some boldness right there. The righteous are bold as a lion. The judge said, this man is not only sacrilegious at heart, but also obstinate and a rebel. But perhaps he knows nothing of the ordinances or decrees of the emperor. Let the officer therefore read to him the decrees of the emperors. The decrees having been read to him, Symphorian said, I shall notwithstanding never confess that this image is anything but a worthless idol of Satan, by which he persuades men that he is a god, while it is an evident demonstration of their eternal destruction for all those who put their trust in it. And it's a preacher of righteousness right there. Amen. Upon this confession, the judge caused him to be scourged and cast into prison to keep him for some other day. Sometime after, he had him brought again before his judgment seat and addressed him with kind words, saying, Symphorian, sacrifice to the gods that thou mayest be promoted to the highest honor and state at court. If not, I call the gods to witness that I am compelled this day after various tortures to sentence thee to death. Symphorian answered, what matters it if we deliver up this life to Christ, since by reason of debt in any event we must pay it to him? Your gifts and presents are mingled with the sweetness of the adulterated honey with which you poison the minds of the unbelieving. But our treasures and riches are ever in Christ our Lord alone, and do not perish through age or length of time, whereas your desire is insatiable, and you possess nothing, even though you have everything in abundance. The joy and myrrh which you enjoy in this world is like fine glass, which if placed in the radiance and heat of the sun, cracks and breaks in two. But God alone is our supreme happiness. After Symphorian had said these and like things before the judge, Heraclius the proconsul pronounced sentence of death upon him, saying, Symphorian, having openly been found guilty of death, because he hath blasphemed against the holy altar, shall be executed with the sword. Get this, what a woman right here. I love this part. This is probably my favorite part of all of it. When this godly confessor was led to death to be offered up to Christ, his mother called down to him. This brought me to tears this morning. His mother called down to him from the wall of the city this comforting admonition. Symphorian, my son, remember the living God. Let thy heart be steadfast and valiant. We can surely not fear death, which beyond doubt leads us into the true life. Lift up thy heart to heaven, my son, and behold him who reigns in heaven. Today thy life will not be taken from thee, but be changed into a better one. If thou remainest steadfast today, thou shalt make a happy exchange. Leave this earthly house. Thou shalt go to dwell in the tabernacle not made with hands. What a woman, what a mother to encourage her son as he's being led off to death. Stand, keep standing, son. Don't bow, keep standing. What a godly woman. Amen. Symphorian, having been thus strengthened by his mother, was taken out of the city and beheaded there, having commended his soul into the hands of God in the time of Emperor Aurelian and Heraclius, the proconsul, at Autumn in Burgundy. His dead body was buried by certain Christians. Amen. Would to God, if we have to go through something like that, we'll be able to stand like that. Amen.